Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Bite into a stack sandwich made with Hero Bread, and the only thing you'll think is delicious. You won't think it has up to 19 grams of protein, 11 to 32 grams of fiber, or just 0 to 5 grams net carbs. But it does. Hero Bread. No compromises. Just loaves, buns, tortillas, bagels, and noodles packed with flavor. Right now, get 10% off at hero.co with code IHEART. That's hero.co, code IHEART. All figures per serving of Hero Bread see nutrition facts on hero.co.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to part two of the episode that you're for sure going to follow. Hit that like button, that subscribe button, and that five-star review button for It's Grey's Academy. Grey's Academy, a Grey's Anatomy podcast. You have your two favorite hosts. I'm Carmen. She's Kelsey. Let's jump into it, shall we? Now that we've spent like 20 minutes bitching to each other about life and shit. Mm-hmm. Not really. Just like, you know, catching up. But like, you know, shit sucks sometimes.
It is what it is. You just gotta do it anyways. We're gonna start this episode with everybody's favorite segment, Living in Shondaland.
Living in Shondaland!
This episode has one person in it.
Singing fish guy.
No.
Fuck you, Shonda verse. I can't even blame Shonda anymore. Who's the main showrunner now? Who's the name of the person who's the main showrunner now?
Krista Viernoff.
Fuck you, Krista. Okay. Second guess is going to be Marjorie.
Yes, twas.
Okay. All right.
Twas Marjorie, played by Eileen, your wife's middle name.
Elaine.
Yeah, but wait, how does she spell her middle name?
E-L-A-I-N-E.
Yeah. Ryan. Played Marjorie. She was in one episode of Private Practice.
Oh. Did she also die in Private Practice?
I don't recall.
Did she play the same person in Private Practice?
She did not play the same person.
Bitch. So yeah, I love
so
it.
So that's it. Yeah, just one. I was hoping the fish guy would be, but
yeah,
he wasn't. What a good sport he was.
Yeah, I like that guy. That guy's going places. Imagine if they got like a real musician,
just like fucking John Mayer.
Yeah, to play the fish.
Yeah.
It's like when Justin Timberlake played the fish in that pop star movie.
I didn't see that.
What? The Andy Samberg movie?
This is like the fifth time you have done this and told me to watch that movie.
Watch the movie then.
Well, I'm not going to. Not at this point, just out of principle.
We will not
see
be
what that's like?
We'll not be podcasting anymore. I've never done that once in my life.
Oh my God.
I have never
that's
done
all you do.
Anything obstinate to our friendship out of principle in my entire life. And you,
you
can't
guys,
prove
I
that
just
otherwise.
I need you to know that I'm doing a Jim Halpert right now.
Show me the proof. Show me the proof.
I have hundreds of hours of proof.
Show me.
Of you being obstinate.
And show me.
I can't show you because you can't see hearing.
Wow. So now you're ear shaming me. Okay.
Well. You're a moron.
Wow, now you're brain shaming me.
Yeah, because you're dumb.
What are you going to say next? It's because I don't have a college education? Wow,
no,
stop
it's definitely not because
shaming
of that.
Me.
You could be college educated and still be very dumb. Look around.
Look around.
How lucky we are to be alive right now.
Ooh!
Okay, so let's talk about the girl who comes into the ER for having a stroke immediately following sex. This gym bro was obnoxious to me.
I liked him.
Shocking. I felt like at the end they were trying to do it to be like, look at him. He's like, his heart's in the right place. Like, he does want to ask her out and like get to know her, and like spend time with her. And then he asks Amelia for her number and they're like, just fucking leave. You've ruined it.
So funny. It was funny.
It was funny. They played it for comedy well, but I was like, I don't like you.
Also, when Amelia says, what did she say? Mind-blowing orgasm nearly screwed her brains out. Mm-hmm. And then they talk about how neither of them have had sex in a long time, and they high-five over that. Like, that was a cute moment.
And then in the ER, when he's like, when the guy's like, did I make her do this? And Amelia's like, what answer are you hoping for?
Yeah. The answer he's hoping for is yes. He's fishing for, I fucked her into a stroke. I stroked her into a stroke.
You don't want to have given someone a stroke.
Yeah, not in the way that he thinks that he does.
Yeah.
Also, can we, they have a nice moment where Amelia is, they're trying to figure out this person's name. They can't get it out of her. And Pierce is like, check the whatever MP3 player
it's like
she
a
got.
Fucking iPad.
Was
iPod
it
or something.
Was it an iPod? Was it a Zune, maybe?
Some version of those things.
And Amelia goes, oh, nice work, Sherlock. Like, okay, that's kind of cute. It's like it's an affectionate Sherlock. It's not like, nice one, four eyes, Sherlock, bitch. Like, I don't know.
Just like that.
Just like that.
Four eyes, Sherlock, bitch. That's what they call me.
Yeah. They call you different things.
That's, if that ain't the truth. So yeah, that again, the dynamic between the two of them is quite enjoyable at this point.
Tease.
And then, was there anything else on that specific storyline? They just kind of figure out that she had a stroke because she had a small hole in her heart that caused the blood clot in her leg that went to her brain.
Yeah, the hole.
Because again,
in the heart.
Maggie's out here solving left and right. She's on it with the patient puzzles.
Yeah, pretty darn cool.
She's determined.
She is. And what does she say? Oh, right before that, she goes, did I page you or the other shepherd? And Amelia goes, wow, you didn't call me.
Like, no one ever calls me. Like, everyone calls me the other shepherd. No one ever calls Derek the other shepherd.
Yeah. She's like, this is beautiful. I think I love you.
Yeah.
It's great. It's a great moment.
It was. I enjoy their dynamic.
Also,
and I like when. Sorry, go ahead.
How little words of affirmation is Amelia getting? She needs just to be told she's doing a good job more, guys.
Yeah.
Build her up. Build a sister up, okay? Sorry, go ahead.
When they're talking about like relationships with their family, and Amelia's like, oh, I always felt like the odd one out. I never had a sister I could relate to until Meredith. Which I do. Like, Amelia and Meredith have a nice relationship. However, she also had a good relationship with Addison. And I feel like we're just pretending that didn't happen. But I do like that, you know, just kind of like what she's doing to kind of establish that for Maggie and be like, the reality is Meredith is hard to get to know, but she's someone that's worth knowing. And then Maggie's like mad that Meredith isn't a raging bitch. She's like, I can't believe she adopted a medically needy African child. Like, you're gonna tell me she's a good person? Like, how dare she?
Yeah, it really is funny how they're writing this push and pull, because we're seeing Meredith be a bitch to her.
Yeah.
But she's not a bitch.
Yes.
I like that juxtaposition. I like and that it's creative.
It is interesting, because you do wonder, because I don't, if they're doing this, I don't think they're doing it super clear. I do think that they're kind of wanting you to think, oh, maybe is this because this is Christina's replacement? And that's the reason. To me, that doesn't necessarily align with Meredith's character, that she would just automatically like be annoyed with anyone that wasn't Christina. But I
actually
be giving
disagree.
Her too much credit.
I disagree. I think that Hunt and...
Well, Meredith...
Maybe not Hunt.
Owen, I do think more.
I mean, Owen did want...
Christina to stay and have the job.
But I think both of them have the capacity, the way that they've been written, to just automatically not like... And they kind of said it last episode, didn't they? They were like, she's just too cheery and perky and something. Chatty.
Well, she's definitely not Christina.
No.
Which is fine. Like, I would be annoyed if they just replaced her with someone who was just Christina 2.0. Like, to me, that's not necessarily compelling, but also kind of, like, does a disservice to the character that left to just be like, eh, we'll just replace him with, you know, another version of the same thing. Like, it's more interesting to write someone new and, like, introduce a new dynamic to this, to the show and to all these other characters. I definitely think from a friendship point of view, obviously Meredith isn't going to just like automatically be the new cardiothoracic's like best friend just because she was Christina's best friend. Like I like
fair. Yeah.
But totally. I don't necessarily think she was going to be predisposed to absolutely despise whoever took that job.
Yeah.
But she has been grumpy, but she is married to Derek. So I would also be grumpy.
Well, yeah. And they really did not. Oh, sorry. They really did not address anything from that cliffhanger last week.
Well, this is just, I think, supposed to be like a really Maggie-centric episode, so we're not going to see anything like that right now.
I get it, but now when they address it next week, I'm going to be like, okay, how much time has actually passed?
Yeah, that is always the question in the Grey's timeline.
Because we
how
went
much time has it been? Has it been an hour? Has it been 7 years? Who's to say?
It's a whole year went by in our lives in between season 10 and 11. And that was one day in Grey's time. So actually, what the fuck? No one knows.
Yeah. Let's chat about what we think Callie and Arizona are doing.
Well, yeah, Arizona wants to do the fellowship. Callie's upset. And then by the end of the episode, Arizona says she's not going to do the fellowship, but Callie said we'll make it work.
Yeah, we don't see a lot of things. We're just kind of like, well, I guess that happened.
It's off screen, Matt. The writers are really leading us to it. You know?
You just get to believe them.
What's that called when the writers are leading you to something that you're not seeing on screen? There's like a thing that's called.
Well, they say show, don't tell.
Show don't tell
is like kind of a key thing that people say about writing. They're just telling, not showing.
I think that she's going to do it. I think Arizona's going to take the fellowship and they are going to get a surrogate and everything's going to be fine. And Callie will not get into another car crash.
Okay. Well, what about Derek and Meredith?
I still think they're going to get divorced. They're either going to get divorced or they're going to kill Derek. But also, I guess, man, I really don't know, because if the whole reason that they wrote Derek to stay was because of his family and he wants to do this, and Meredith, I don't think, also wants to get divorced because she saw, A, what it did to her, and now she has two kids, they're going to have to kill Derek. They're just going to have to kill Derek.
You think they're going to kill him?
Yeah, they're going to have to.
When do you think they'll do that?
Before season 23.
Risky bet. Really putting it all on one number on that.
What's the over under on that's one of those minus 1,000 bets.
that's the
you bet $1,000 to earn $1. Yeah. I do think that Derek won't be here by season 13. So I'm giving it 3 seasons, but I really don't know.
Yeah, like this season and next season, and then like by the end of 13?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, so 2 seasons worth. So it's season 11 or 12, he will die. Maybe that's the finale of season 11 that he dies. But I thought that the divorce was going to be a done deal, no-brainer. Mm-hmm. Or they write him off the show and they just do long distance, and it's just kind of like... their relationship is fine, but it's always the phone call or it's like off screen. Yeah, like we had a good weekend with Derek. Derek was in town for this weekend. How are you? But he's gone.
Yeah.
You know? But nah, they're gonna have to fucking kill him.
Do you have a prediction on how they do that?
Well, I have a dark prediction.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a not so dark prediction.
Okay.
The dark prediction is that he dies in front of his daughter, like he saw his dad die.
Oh, that is dark.
That's dark. The less dark version is he gets into a fight on a Black Friday deal for Pokemon cards and is trampled to death.
That is less dark.
Yeah. There's something
that you would commit to.
Yeah, I'm committed to both of those.
Delightful.
Yeah. Not the first one. The first one is sad, not as delightful. I mean, both end up with Derek dying, but I know...
Delicious.
I wonder if she's listening to this podcast right now.
She's not, but I do think of her often.
Yeah. I wish we would have gotten her name. I wish we would have gotten a selfie.
Yeah.
That trip needed more selfies.
That trip needs to happen again.
And more carousels.
Yes.
Because life is a carousel.
The carousel keeps on turning.
Keeps on turning. For those of you that don't know, when we are on our honeymoons, separate but together, we...
Just together.
Yeah, just...
Oh, you... our each... Okay, I see what you're saying. Like, the, all four of us honeymoon together.
Yeah, Kelsey and I were not on our honeymoon.
Yes.
Is what I'm trying to articulate. And clearly, not good words way. But
not good words way.
Not good words
are
way.
Are you okay?
Yes, I was doing... Fuck you. I was doing a bit for our podcast. So we like, I don't remember what the exact thing was, but we ended up on a carousel and we're like, let's do carousels in Europe.
Yeah. We found a carousel in Rome, like the first night we were there, and we rode the carousel. And then we found a carousel in Paris and we were like, okay, now we have to do a carousel in London. And then we didn't do a carousel in London.
Yeah, we did.
No, we didn't.
Really?
Yeah. We did it the first two places and then fucking dropped the ball on the last stop.
But we did like, I think we did like two or three in, two in Rome, two in Paris, and then was it zero in London?
I think we did one in Rome. We may have done Disneyland Paris and then actual Paris.
Can I just search for carousel in my phone?
Anyways, and also we were on a subway and Jessica was eating oatmeal and... I don't know what happened. Jessica was like on one end of a row because Carmen was being annoying and Carmen was on the other end being annoying. And they were arguing and this woman was like in between them. And she was like, do you want to sit by him? And Jessica goes, no, I just want to sit over here and eat my oatmeal because he's the worst. And the woman goes, delicious.
I actually did not remember the lead up to that.
I think of it often. Almost every time I eat oatmeal, which is a lot.
Jessica's pregnant food of choice has been cereal. So she's eating that a lot right
cereal.
Now. I'll have to go through these pictures and look-see.
He doesn't believe me.
No, I believe
but
you.
But I'm right.
Also, look at this picture. This is like, I think, one of the greatest pictures of all time. It should be our profile pictures.
That is a good one.
This is our first picture on our honeymoon.
I know. I love it so much. And then we went in that place and had some delicious Italian pizza.
And then we watched Thanos kill everyone.
Ugh. And I sobbed so much. He didn't actually kill everyone in that episode, movie.
Yeah, he loses. He lost.
Spoiler alert, guys, for this movie that came out 7 years ago.
Imagine Doomsday, dude.
I don't even know, man.
I don't know. Okay, so this one's in Rome. This one was in Rome.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'll figure it out. I'll look through this.
You do that. What else about Grey's Anatomy?
Okay, so Rita having a hard time.
Yeah. Okay. I could not remember. Sorry, I'm dying.
Shut up.
I think constantly about when they're like, oh, she's good, she doesn't want to lose her child. And the guy is like, we already lost our child. We were like walking down the sidewalk and our kid tripped and fell and died. When I tell you, that has been like a core fear of mine because of this episode.
Wow.
For years.
That's crazy.
Literally. And I couldn't remember, like, all I remember, like, I remember him telling that story. I couldn't remember who he was talking to. I couldn't remember the context. I couldn't remember even if it was Grey's or Private Practice. I just like remembered that being a plot point. And I was like, when does this come up? Like, I know we are going to get to this at some point. And I like, finally it happened. Like, as soon as I saw her, I was like, oh my God, I think this is the episode where the guy says that. Anyways, that's terrifying to me. So I guess, yes, they had a 2-year-old who just fell and hit her head wrong on the sidewalk and died. And that's like, what a fucking nightmare. Like, what do you mean?
Yeah. Yeah. It's insane. It's pretty insane. I think it goes to the theme that Callie and Arizona are kind of battling back and forth. Maybe this is a stretch, but you can't protect and stop every bad thing from happening, no matter what. Like, as simple as your kid tripping on the sidewalk. That's just life.
Yeah.
My daughter trips getting out of bed.
Constantly. These kids are constantly falling down.
My daughter's legs are
jumping
just
down,
one
like
bruise.
Throwing themselves against things for no reason.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyways, so I do hate that.
Yeah.
But luckily, Maggie and Arizona are able to save both Rita and the bebe.
It's true.
Which is nice.
Yeah, that is good. It's interesting because they have this that the. You could tell right away that there's tension with that husband. She's like, yes, this is, we're so, like, everything's amazing, right? We're so happy for this baby. And the husband's like, I guess, sure, whatever.
Yeah, he's like, damn, I really wish you weren't having this baby. And you're like, the energy in here is weird.
Yeah, it's
very
weird.
It's a weird energy, guys.
And then she has an aortic dissection, which we've seen is not good.
Yeah, it typically goes pretty badly.
So they must have caught it. Like so early.
Yeah,
because
that's why they put her
it.
On bed rest.
Yeah. So it is pretty crazy. I mean, what would you do if you lost? Let's say you only have Scarlett. No Bennett, no Wyatt.
Mm-hmm.
And this happens. Like, do you risk your body, your life to try to have another birth a child?
I don't know. I feel like I would be like, you know what's great? Adoption.
Yeah. I think
just there's so many ways to create a family. And whatever, if you feel strongly about building a family, there's just ways to make that happen.
Yeah.
It's a pickle for sure.
Yeah.
It is a choice that I was lucky to not have to make.
There's someone that I work with who was telling me a little bit about the adoption process and, it is a same-sex male couple married. Mm-hmm. And they're like, he was telling me about how basically they've gotten approved and it's just once something becomes available, they just get shoved a baby. It's not really, you don't really get to pick the gender. You don't get to pick the ethnicity. Yeah. It's just, you're in the pool. It happens. And then after that, you'll have just sporadic DCFS visits until who knows when. And I'm like, okay, I'm glad at the follow-up. It'd be nice to start being able to prepare for, like, can they give you some lead times? So you could buy boys' clothes or girls' clothes or whatever. Like, and honestly, like, most clothes at that age are gender neutral.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's just interesting. And
there's
and
definitely different depending on how you go about it. It's different processes for different people. And like, some people foster to adopt, some people like do go through like a very specific adoption program where like you're selected by a pregnant person like while they're pregnant, and then you're able, if they choose to, like, they're able to like have you go through that pregnancy with them and like come to appointments and stuff. Like, there's just different, there's so many different, again, ways it plays out and ways to build a family.
Yeah, it's so true.
So yeah, it's wild.
But the happy endings, because at one point they're in their surgery, they take the baby out, they have to go have that one have surgery. They do something where they split the valve into two or something with the baby. Yeah. And they're like, what's the mortality rate? And they're like, better than zero, because right now this baby's fucking
If we do
dead.
Nothing, it's zero.
Yeah, they need to separate one ventricle into two. And they get a happy ending.
And the babies, the ventricles are already teensy-eensy because it's a baby. It's a preemie baby.
Yeah. So that was good. I like that there was a happy ending there.
Yeah, me
also,
too.
Also, they have that Rob. Is it Robbie? Robbie is in there basically
you
just.
Hang in there, Robbie.
Yeah, he's passing.
Hang in there, Robbie. Like, is there not anything, like, can you not give someone, like, morphine or something?
Mm.
Like, I don't understand. Like, I mean, I don't know. I've never had a kidney stone.
I don't know. I also, knock on wood, have never had a kidney stone. I remember very vividly as a child, I woke up in the middle of the night to my dad screaming.
Yeah.
Because he had a kidney stone.
Yeah.
I would want to be knocked out in a coma until they get it out.
Oh, I don't think they get it out, bud. Like, you pass it.
Then I'll be in a coma until I pass it. Hook me up to a catheter. Right at the edge of my, or get a tube right at the edge of my peen, and keep me in a comatose state until that thing comes out. I have people, I don't know what energy I give off. People tell me that it's shocking that I don't, that I have a low pain threshold. I have the lowest pain threshold of anyone I've ever met.
He really is a baby. He's a big old baby.
I also told people at work today, I was like, this may surprise you, but I've never done drugs in my life. And they're like, whoa, that you're all like dude bro energy. And I'm like, yeah, I get that, but not
I've
with
also never done drugs.
Yeah. I'm not even marijuana.
Not even a little bit of the weed.
Not even a marijuana.
Now that I'm done breastfeeding, sometimes I'm like, maybe I'll pop a gummy. What is it like to sleep? I don't know. Well, hopefully soon I'll be able to just take medication to make me sleep for real.
Mm, yeah. Maybe that's your answer. Maybe it's just a fucking gummy bear, dude.
Yeah.
Or someone said that they have,
I don't know if I drive over the
edible
line to Georgia,
Sour Patch
illegal,
Kids. And I'm like, that is dangerous for me. Give me one of them blue Sour Patch, please.
I do love a gummy.
Anyways, so what else here? Let's see. Patience. Rob. Yeah, Robbie was in there basically just to be shit on with the kidney stone. And then he was the
But yeah, his heart is RAF also like one. Just going to like explode because he has the same thing as the McNeils.
Yeah. Do you want to walk us through that scene a little bit? Did we already talk about that? Or
we,
did
we
you?
Did.
We did with the McNeils. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You're right. We did.
It was nice that they got that closure.
I could not remember what their names were. I was like, oh yeah, that couple, that family.
Yeah. I literally wrote in my note O'Neills like four times. And then Owen was like, thanks for doing that for the McNeils. And I was like, oh, oops.
Yeah. That's that was nice. It was good closure. I'm happy for them. I did not, it was icky in the beginning when Owen said, you will not dig into Christina Yang's files.
Yeah, that was like, why, Owen? Like, who gives a shit? Like, people are allowed to look at their own patient's history.
Yeah, she left
Fuck
you.
Off.
And her and Shane are boning in Zurich. Platonically.
Oh. Interesting.
Just to get their rocks off.
They're adults. They can do that.
They can do that. Consensually.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't really, I feel like we talked about all the patients.
I want to go through and make sure. Yeah, Arizona, they did the thing. Alex, funny. The Labacus whole scene was very funny. And She Is the Thunder, classic. At one point, Rita, she has what's called Epstein's malformation.
Poorly named. Well, not poorly named, unfortunately named, I should say.
Not Epstein's.
Yeah.
Epstein's.
Oh, Epstein's. Okay. I see.
Yeah. Epstein's.
Not as bad.
Yeah. It's not as bad as anyone being named Adolf nowadays, but
and that would be a bummer.
It's pretty bad. Yeah, I like. Oh, I know we talked about this already, but I want to kind of like briefly say there was that end scene where Joe and Steph are talking, and Joe's like, "Yeah, like she figured something out that Christina couldn't, and now I can't work with her because she hates me." And
yeah, obviously, she hears.
And Maggie goes, "Hi, Steph." Books it.
Doesn't even look at Maggie. Just stands up and fucking runs.
Yeah. And so Joe gives her the rest of the files, and these are all your post-ops, blah blah blah. And when she says this, you bring the thunder, and she said yes, just see in the morning. And I know you already mentioned the wrist thing, but it's just so funny.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to look
I think this episode just does a really good job of showing us who Maggie is. Like, it is obviously an episode that is more from her perspective, but we're still seeing all of our regular characters and seeing her interact with them. But we're just getting like a good, it's so hard to introduce a new character to a show that is 10 seasons in. Like, that's a hard task to introduce a new main character. And I think they did this really well. Like, with it being a voiceover from her, with it being like her day, like her day in the life, basically the calls with her parents, the way everything plays out with Meredith, the way everything plays out with Amelia. Like, I do think it's very enjoyable, and it's just a good way to get a lot of exposition about this new person in.
Yeah, I think they did a great job as well on this. I have another thought, but I also have an unrelated thought that I will share after the capitalism break. Do your thing and spend some money.
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind, but not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5-star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAP sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all 5 of her best-selling products, including the amazing youth-activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory 5-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Ben, I've been reflecting a lot lately on how many big life moments our listeners have experienced with us.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
They've watched us go from dating shows to engagements, weddings, babies, buying homes. Every stage comes with new decisions.
The milestones are the fun part, but the planning is where things get real.
That's why Klarna stands out. Klarna gives people smarter tools to help manage everyday money with flexible ways to pay, cash back that builds automatically, everything in one place, and support that makes everyday decisions feel less overwhelming.
Since life moves so fast, the right tools can help you feel more confident. Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more.
California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to a California finance law license. NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
In today's world, planning ahead isn't always top of mind. But not having life insurance can leave families facing difficult financial uncertainty during already emotional times. In many cases, loved ones are left managing expenses, debts, or long-term obligations without a clear plan in place. Life insurance is one way to help provide financial security and support when it's needed most. That's where Ethos comes in. Ethos makes getting life insurance fast and easy, and it's 100% online. You can get a quote within seconds, apply in minutes, and even get same-day coverage. There's no medical exam. You just answer a few simple health questions online, and coverage options are flexible with up to $3 million available and some policies starting at around $30 a month. Ethos has also earned strong customer feedback with a 4.9 out of 5 star rating on Trustpilot based on more than 5,500 reviews as of August 2026. Help protect your family with life insurance through Ethos. Get your instant quote today at ethos.com. That's ethos.com. Application times and rates may vary.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing youth-activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. Ben, I've been reflecting a lot lately on how many big life moments our listeners have experienced with us.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
They've watched us go from dating shows to engagements, weddings, babies, buying homes. Every stage comes with new decisions.
The milestones are the fun part, but the planning is where things get real.
That's why Klarna stands out. Klarna gives people smarter tools to help manage everyday money with flexible ways to pay, cash back that builds automatically, everything in one place, and support that makes everyday decisions feel less overwhelming.
Since life moves so fast, the right tools can help you feel more confident. Download the Klarna app today or visit Klarna.com to learn more.
California resident loans made or arranged pursuant to a California finance law license. NMLS number 1353190. Klarna balance account required to be eligible for cashback points. Limitations, terms, and conditions apply.
And we're back. Speaking of introducing a character to a longstanding show's cast, did you, there was like a recent article that was circulating around Paul Rudd and mm-hmm. being a part of Friends. Have you read this article?
I don't think so.
So basically it was like he was talking about this joke that he made that did not land.
Oh, after they filmed the finale?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I do remember that.
So he came on, like, what, season 8 or something?
No.
Out of season 10 earlier, later?
9, I think.
So basically the end.
Yeah.
And he goes up to Jennifer Aniston and the show, the creator, they were exchanging a hug, and he basically goes up and says, "Oh, we did it, huh? We made it." And just totally didn't land. And it's just the most Paul Rudd humor. Yeah. I think it's hilarious.
One of my favorite jokes that I've seen Paul Rudd make in an interview is it was like an interview where they were asking Marvel actors, like, Marvel trivia questions. And they're like, "What is the name of Thor's hammer?" And everyone's like trying to figure out what it is. And he's like, "Jonathan." It's so funny to me every time I see it. Jonathan.
That is funny. It's Mjolnir, everyone. Okay. Yeah. Or Stormbreaker.
What's the axe name?
Huh?
What's the axe name? The axe has a name too.
The axe?
Yeah. They make an axe.
That's Stormbreaker.
You right.
Yeah.
That happened eventually. Someone who is not Michael is awake upstairs, and that's annoying because it is 11:49 p.m. No one else should be awake.
Yeah, that is unfortunate. Let's wrap this up then. Yeah. What else was I going to say? Oh, I do like that anyways, she's talking to her family. She's got this puzzle mentality. She says, "When I find a puzzle, it's hard for me to put down." That's when she's talking to the McNeil family, or the O'Neill family, if you're Kelsey.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
And
What I didn't like that she did this episode was she sees Richard holding the crossword and she's like, "Oh, like 39 down is this." And I'm like, that would piss me off. If I'm doing a crossword and I didn't ask you for your help, don't tell me the answer. I'm trying to do a crossword.
The other thing that I wanted to point out, so this goes back to when her and Amelia and everyone is talking, and this is the same spot where she says she adopted a beautiful, surgically needy African orphan, and it's annoying, and I want to hate her.
Yeah.
And Weber says, "When the world gives you more than you bargained for, you usually end up glad you got it." Which, damn, Weber, bring in the truth bombs. Thank you. But he also, yeah, when he hints at him knowing Ellis and that he had no idea about Ellis giving up the daughter, it just goes back. I don't know the timeline. I'm really kind of, like, interested to see how they write this.
Yeah.
Retconning, but I don't want to happen is for Weber to become so locked in on the mentor side for Maggie that when he eventually does give her the truth, she is pissed at him. But right now, it's interesting because Meredith is pissed at her and is like, no one knows what's happening.
Yeah, well, and Meredith is fully like, "You're lying. Like, you're here, you want something from me, you're telling a lie, or you're just wrong." So yeah. Meredith is not thrilled with this information. So do you have any predictions of, like, where that's going to go?
Guys, I know this is like the whole bit of the show. I genuinely have no idea.
Yeah.
But here's the reason. It's because this isn't the first time a half sibling has come out of the woodworks.
Yeah.
It feels
the thing with
maybe
Lexi,
lazy.
Though, like, we probably would have known, like, Meredith would have known that Lexi and Molly existed. She just didn't know them. But she knew that they existed. So this is a touch different because she didn't know that Maggie exists. And also, Ellis was pregnant with Maggie, allegedly, when Meredith was 5.
Also, don't you think that at one point, Thatcher would have been like, "Man, this is like that time your mom got pregnant and gave away a baby."
No, because they never talked.
After
her and Thatcher had no relationship.
Yeah, I don't know. I got nothing on that one.
Yeah.
That's a tough one.
Yeah. So you think Richard will tell Maggie?
I think so, eventually.
What do you think that looks like that conversation?
Excuse me. I think, okay, so next episode is going to be Meredith and Maggie talking, because mm-hmm. now the bomb has been dropped. So by episode six, on episode six, Weber is going to tell Maggie.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you think Maggie will say, yay.
I don't know. I think maybe she will be sad that someone's even telling her, because she didn't really seek out her dad. She can give a shit about her dad.
Fuck that guy.
So, yeah, I don't know. I really don't know what's going to happen there. But that, yeah, season 11, episode 6.
Okay.
Weber's going to tell.
And then you don't know about Meredith and Derek. You think Callie...
Arizona is going to do the fellowship.
Yeah.
And Callie, they will do the surrogate and everything's going to be fine with the baby. Healthy, no car crashes, no drama.
And then, oh, what about Alex?
Alex and Bailey both are going to be on the board. Everything's going to be fine. Alex is going to get his job back. He's going to be on the board. Maybe he becomes head of PEDS while Arizona's doing the fellowship.
Okay. Yeah, I think that might be all the questions. I mean, do you have anything for Owen?
Fuck him.
Or April and Jackson?
No, but relatively quiet episode for them.
Yeah.
I hope they reopen the genome lab fully.
Yeah. It's doing good. It's just not... This is where, you guys, this is why capitalism sucks. Because this is a good thing and it helps people, but it doesn't rake in money, so they just shut the shit down. Dumb.
Yeah.
Even though they cured Skid.
Seriously. And the marks have gone down significantly.
I knew you were going to do it, and it's so annoying every time. Do you want to rate this?
Yes, but you're not going to like my rating.
Okay.
Well, no. Okay, hold on. If we were using our old rating system, crazy. I was going to give it a 5.
I don't think that's crazy.
I just really, but I don't think I want to give it a 10 though.
It is weird how I'm like, okay, now that we have more, I'm like, I have to do it different.
So on the old system, 5. On a scale of 1 to 10, 8.99.
Interesting. Because for me, unlike the 1 to 5, I think I would have done like a 4.5. And on the 10, I'm like, this is an 8.5.
That's funny.
So these are the scales are not a 1-for-1, guys.
It's not a 1-for-1.
I can't explain it to you.
I also, I'm glad we're on the same
page. There's no math to it.
We're
just saying whatever the fuck we want to say.
It's a 5, but it's not a 10.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to explain that to people.
Yeah.
In my brain. But it was a 5 on this new scale, 8.99. Because I feel like also a 9 and above, it's got to be like... Like Gary
Lawless.
Clark, that's
and like
still a
life
10.
Changing. Yeah.
You know, last episode, season
yeah, most
10
of the
finale.
Season finales are still probably 10s.
Except for that one.
Yeah, that one where nothing happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of the ones I think that I rated 5s minus intestines in the hand would be 9.5s or above on a scale of 1 to 10.
Yeah. We don't have to go back and retcon everything.
I'm not going to. It's too much energy. But this is a 5 on the old scale, but it's an 8.9 on the new scale. 8.99.
Yeah, this is like an 8.5 for me. It's good. It's really good. It's again, I think it's a really fun and interesting way to do exposition for a new character introduction. While not just like droning on and being like, and then I did this, and then I went to school here. Bah, 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 bah. So I liked how they did it. I like getting to know Maggie. I like the dynamic with her and Amelia a lot.
Yeah, watching her and Amelia and her and Joe.
Yeah.
Was really good. Also, they just made her very likable on all these cases. There was good outcomes on all these cases. She brings closure to the McNeils.
Mm-hmm.
I also, this was not something that I needed, but I think the writers were very intentional with she did something that Christina couldn't.
Yeah. But she still acknowledges, like, it wasn't that Christina was doing anything wrong. It was that this specific gene mutation had not yet been discovered.
Until, it's a pickle jar situation.
3 weeks ago or some shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just, you know, medicine's always changing. It's crazy. It's crazy, crazy.
Yeah, back there used to be a time where people liked vaccines.
It's crazy. People used to believe scientists, you guys. Isn't that
people
wild?
People used to take Tylenol.
Men used to hunt. Okay, I hear a child coughing and also arguing with Michael, so I'm going to go deal with that. But thank you guys so much for listening. Sorry this one's shorter, but sometimes when they're really good, there's just like not as much to talk about because they're really good.
We also didn't
plus we didn't like run minutes. Our mouths for 15 minutes before we started talking about Grays. So this is what happens. But yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. Again, we're in season 11. I cannot believe. Make sure you follow us everywhere. You can go to graysacademypod.com to get all of our socials, and graysacademypod@gmail.com for emailing, and find us on Patreon, and then you can get on our Discord, and everything is delightful. And if you see Carmen walking down the street, just remember,
no spoilies. We appreciate you all so much, and we will see you all in the next one.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
You know what quality feels like. You can see it in the way a fabric moves, recognize it in a flawless fit, and appreciate it in the details that make our styles unique. It's the standard Coldwater Creek has honored for over 40 years, derived from a rich Mountain West heritage and designed for today in styles that are distinctively Coldwater Creek. For a wardrobe you can count on season after season, visit coldwatercreek.com. Shop new arrivals and save 15% on purchases $75 or more with code IHEART.
From athletic stuff like a full court pickup game, swish, to athletic-ish stuff like a half mile stroll. Get those steps in. Head to Sierra or Sierra.com for the brands you want at the prices that let you do it all. From athletic to athletic-ish, Sierra's got it.